Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Dak Prescott did not sign an extension with the Cowboys. Whoop-dee-doo. And he will play on the franchise tag next season. Rob Parker, the floor is yours. I want music.
I told you, Chris Broussard. I've been telling you over and over. They'll get a deal done. Just wait. They haven't met since March. I tried to tell you that this wasn't going to happen, that Dak, they weren't going to sign Dak to a deal. And I'm going to tell you this. This is more than just about, well, he's on a franchise tag, they'll get a deal done, blah, blah, blah. You know what they just did? They just muddied the water when it comes to Dak Prescott. They just told everybody in the National Football League where they're throwing money around like it's Monopoly money. Everybody's getting paid. All the quarterbacks got paid. But they don't want to make their franchise quarterback, their guy who's en route to being elite, they don't want to make him happy. They don't want to pay him and have everybody rally around him. I'm sorry. Somebody help me out. Jerry Jones, really? What are you waiting on? I don't want to say Jerry Jones is old, but they moved his office from the stadium to the cemetery. I mean, let's face it. How long do you have? And what you've done is you just compromised Dak Prescott in front of all of his teammates. How can they look at him and go, they wouldn't even cash that dude out. They don't even believe in him. They didn't want to make him happy. They could have looked at it and said, we got a short window, a small window. We're trying to win a Super Bowl. We got all the pieces here. And now you're going to have a guy out there trying to prove that he should have been signed and that he deserved it. There's doubt all around the National Football League today about Dak Prescott. Why didn't he get cashed out? They were giving away money. Hey, anybody coming along? Teddy Bridgewater, we got a deal for you. Ryan Tannehill, we got a deal for you. Anybody and their uncle, we got a deal for you. Wait, what? You had a great QBR last year, what? You were this? You had your best statistical year, what? And they still didn't bend to give the guy what he wanted? It's only going to cost them more money the longer they wait. That tells me more and more that he could wind up like Kirk Cousins and have to go elsewhere to get a paycheck. And God forbid that he gets off to a bad start or he doesn't play well and the Cowboys don't make the playoffs again. The bottom line remains that Jerry Jones undressed Dak Prescott today. He humiliated him in front of all of his teammates and to the rest of the National Football League, because he refused to do what everybody else has done. Damn it, Matthew Stafford got a deal when his deal was up and they had to pay him. He hadn't won a playoff game in a decade. And Dak Prescott has to go walking around Dallas with his tail between his legs and a franchise tag slapped across his back, because he's not worthy of giving him the deal to make him feel good and give
enough!
The Cowboys a chance
win
a Super Bowl.
Enough of this drivel.
I ain't paying for that.
I got to admit, I'm disappointed. I thought you were coming much stronger. I thought you were coming much harder than that. I mean, I was thinking it was going to be.
Wrong?
Oh, hold on. You just went on for 8 minutes. Can I have the mic?
Can you admit that you were
wrong
about
this? Can I have the mic? Sure. I'm a man. Yes, I was wrong. I thought they'd sign him. You happy? I'm a grown A man. If I'm wrong, I'll admit it with my chest out. Fine. I was wrong. I thought they'd sign him. So what? He's still about to play for $32 million. He played last year for $2 million. You think there's an issue? When he walked in the locker room last year, did everybody say, oh, look at his tail between his legs?
No, but that's a part of the CBA, Chris. That ain't got nothing to do with last year. This was his chance to get paid, and they refused to pay him.
I'm just going to sit this. Go ahead. I'm just going to sit it out. Go ahead. Because you didn't. You know your stuff was weak. And you took 8 minutes and it was weak. So now you want to interrupt me? Go ahead. Just have the mic.
No, I want you to at least
keep it 100 and
just
corn
keep it 100.
Anyway.
I'm keeping it 100. Ain't nobody looking him sideways. He's on a rookie deal.
Go ahead.
Talking about they looked at him sideways because he made $2 million last year. No. This was his chance to get paid, and they refused to pay him. They didn't give him the deal that he wanted.
Again, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, they didn't.
Last year they didn't pay him either. He was trying to get the deal last year. That's the point. Do you read? He was trying to get the deal last year, and they gave it to Ezekiel. They could have signed him last year, but they didn't. And it didn't bother him a bit. He went out and threw for nearly 5,000 yards and 30 touchdowns. You had 9 minutes to make a case, and it was weak. That's why you keep interrupting me, because you know your drivel didn't live up to what you usually. I give you credit. When the music usually comes on, when you stand up and get out of your seat, when you wear special colors, you usually deliver, Rob
Parker. I'm the poo-poo king.
But this was weak, whack, in the words of KRS-One. My goodness. First of all, Jane Slater was on last night. She told us this isn't anything like Kirk Cousins. They never offered Kirk Cousins a deal. They just kept giving him a tag, and that's it. He had no choice. They wanted Dak Prescott for the next 5 years. Don't tell me they don't believe in him. They offered him a deal that would have made him richer than anybody this side of Pat Mahomes. But they didn't want him. He didn't want them. And you keep bringing up Carson Wentzelvania, and when's he going to play again, and Jared Goff. And I can't believe you go back to Matt Stafford. My goodness. What have any of them done? That maybe Dallas was looking at that like, what have they done? At the end of the day, Dak Prescott getting $32 million, and I like him, but he ain't worth that. I thought he would get 20-something million when we really start talking about this last year. So he's going to get $32 million. Next year, they'll either sign him to a rich deal or he'll get $38 million. The year after that, the year after that, he'll either, if you read the franchise tag next year is $38 million. And if they don't give him a deal after that, or they want to, I can't imagine they franchise him after that, it's worth $54 million. But the Cowboys will pay up. The one thing you said that made any sense was that Jerry Jones is tripping. Because as you said, Rob, it's going to cost him more money. Just give him the 4 years that he wanted. And then take care of, you know,
so explain the new why deal give later it to him, on. Chris, explain.
Because they wanted five.
Why? No, but why? It's going to cost you more money. It doesn't even make sense.
I know. Why? It's a bad move by their front office.
It
That's
tells you about them
it.
And what they think of him. This is a power trip.
They
look
what
at him as a fourth-round pick
years,
who they don't
they,
believe in.
If you don't believe
give the guy
in
the
him,
contract.
If you don't believe in him, you don't offer him a five-year deal worth $35 million. You don't.
That's because they knew that was a deal
That's
breaker.
That's only logic.
It was a deal breaker.
Oh, stop it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Oh, my God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
All right, he's an Emmy-nominated producer. I mean, he's done some great movies like Stomp the Yard, Think Like a Man, Ride Along, Girls Trip, Night School. You can go on and on. It is none other than Will Packer, the great Hollywood producer. Will, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's happening, Will?
What up, y'all? What's going on? Yo, who was trying to not go to Celebrity Corner? Was that you, Rob? You trying to go to calls?
That was me.
Rob?
Yeah, I was going to calls because I know you got a beef with me, and I'm ready for you, Will.
What are you
he was running
about? Listen,
from
listen, first
you.
Of all, I can hear you. I can hear you trying to avoid me, okay? Don't avoid me. Don't duck me. I'm here. Let me get my little Celebrity Corner moment, guys. Let me have it.
You got it.
Will, I got to admit, I like the way you come on. You come on like you one of the Odd Couple.
Oh, I got to come in hot. I know how y'all roll. I got to come in hot just so I can hold my own.
You already know. Ain't no weak stuff on this show. You already know.
Right, so you got a bone to pick with Rob? What is it? I'm curious.
Uh-oh. Come on, Rob. What's happening? What kind of bone I got to pick with you, brother? What we doing?
I already know you're a Tampa Bay Bucks fan. Here we go.
You're from Tampa Bay.
I already know. What's your problem? You got a quarterback who's about 55 years old getting three checks. Pension, he's getting his Social Security and a paycheck from the league.
Listen, here's the thing. You can't hurt my feelings talking about Tom Brady, okay? There is nobody that is rooted harder against Tom Brady than me. But now that I got the GOAT, you think I'm not going to ride that GOAT all the way to a Lombardi trophy? You got another thing coming, all right? I am a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. You know what that means? That means a lifetime of misery. Tampa Bay Bucs fans are not chosen. We are made. You do not choose this life. You either were born there or somebody forced it on you. I was born in St. Pete, Florida. I was born in 74. The Bucs were born in 77. My dad took me to my first game when I was 3. I've been a fan ever since. You know how hard it is to be a fan of a losing small market team? There is nothing you or anybody else can say to me. I am in it to win it. Let's go, TB12. Let's go.
Well, wait a minute. You guys won a Super Bowl. Don't act like y'all never tasted a Super Bowl. I covered that Super Bowl. Listen, you guys ran over the Raiders. It was great.
Let me give you a little context about my fandom, okay? We won a Super Bowl before I was the Will Packer that Chris gave all the accolades for, right? I was just an up-and-coming, struggling filmmaker, lifetime Tampa Bay fan. We win against the Eagles, go to the Super Bowl in San Diego. I couldn't even afford to get a flight into San Diego. The cheapest flights were going into Long Beach. I got on Southwest Airlines on a middle seat, flew into Long Beach, drove to San Diego. No tickets to the game, nothing like that. I got a room at a Motel 6 on the outskirts of San Diego and watched the game on TV. After we won, I drove into the Gaslamp District, the downtown district they got in San Diego, and partied with the Bucks fans just so I could be close to my team. That's what kind of fan I am, bro.
That's a fan. Yeah,
that's a fan.
You got to give him props for that, Rob.
No, that's a fan, especially when you're not going just to be close to it. But the thing about Tampa Bay and its fans, I know that, you know, like, you can't tell a difference if this year we don't have fans in the stands or if it's a regular season. Because you guys don't sell out the stadium. You got empty seats all over the place.
No, it's fact. But that's fact.
There used to be blackouts. When they still had the blackout, Chris, they didn't have games on TV for about 5 or 6 years. Am I right or wrong?
No. That's facts. I'm telling you, you can't hurt my feelings. Nothing you're saying is false. All of that is true. All that is true. That is why when we finally taste victory, right, when we get this thing, first of all, it would be the most Tampa Bay thing ever for us finally to have a squad that is ready to put us into relevance and you can't even go to the games. That's the most Tampa Bay thing ever,
that
first
is.
Of all.
That is right. Kind of depressing. How right. about me and you put up a wing bet? What do you got? You can either pick a place down there. We could go to – I know Hooters is popular down in Tampa. Whatever you want to do, me and you, I got to bet that you guys are not going to make the playoffs. You're not N.O.T. going to make the playoffs.
Playoffs?
He already going to buy me wings because of that. Take it.
Listen, you name wings, whatever. You could have literally bet me like a Cadillac Escalade. I would have taken that bet, brother. We're going to the playoffs. Listen, first of all, Jameis is my guy, all right? He's still got something to do in this league. He got something to prove. I believe in him. But if you're going to get rid of Jameis, you go get the GOAT. We were good last year. I'm the guy that watches like every down. Tampa Bay was in games last year. We were. Go back and look. Nobody really blew us out. Now you're telling me, yes, he's old. I understand. But you're telling me that I got the GOAT and I'm not going to make the playoffs?
You're not going to make the playoffs because look at the division that you're in. I still believe that the Saints and the Falcons are better.
Falcons? What are you talking about?
Tom Brady is a broken down, broken arm, 43-year-old. There's a reason he's in Tampa Bay.
But who's he
you
going
guys
to?
Paid the bad team tax in order to get the guy.
He's throwing to the best weapons in the league, though, dude.
You can't get the ball to him.
He
can't get the ball in.
Will,
this is all you need to know. He's been saying that about Tom Brady since 2012.
Oh, he's
and I've been
those.
Right.
He's
right, so
one of
yeah.
those.
Right. So don't worry about
listen,
that.
I have hated on Brady. I'm telling you. I have, like, since that Super Bowl I watched from a Motel 6, now I got a little pull in my life. So I've been to, like, I came into prominence during the Brady era. I've seen, like, all the Brady Super Bowls. I'm always rooting for the opposite team. But you got to give the man his props, period. He's good, right? Here's the only thing. Here's the problem with your argument, Rob. It's the NFC. That's the problem. If there was a place, don't even look at the NFC South particularly. The NFC, you can make the playoffs. And remember, it's two extra teams this year. You can make the playoffs in the NFC. That's a bad bet. You're going to be buying wings for me and Chris for a very
just
long
like
time.
Just like last year when everybody picked the Browns and I won. Okay.
Will Packer, Emmy-nominated producer, joining the iCouple. Now, Will, you do have a couple of sports movies. Well, one's a movie, one's a documentary. You got Black Ball, which is a documentary on the Los Angeles Clippers 2014 and the fallout of the Donald Sterling tapes. Tell us about that. And then I want to hear about One and Done, which looks like really interesting.
Yep. So I actually got three sports joints that I'm working on right now. So, you know, I have definitely been the guy, did do Stomp the Yard and Girls Trips and Straight Outta Compton, that kind of thing. But I'm a sports fan, which is why I really appreciate y'all letting me come on. I love to talk this kind of smack because sports is my thing. I'm finally getting the chance to do some sports content, y'all. So Blackballed is a documentary. It's on that new platform Quibi. It is literally the story of the 2014 LA Clippers when Donald Sterling got caught with the racist tapes with his side chick, and it's told from the perspective of the players and Doc Rivers. It's really so interesting. I'm always interested in the intersection of race and sports because it's a thing we don't talk about enough in America, but it's inextricably linked. And if we can just be honest about it, we can move forward together. That is really how I feel. Let's just be honest about who we are, and it's not about shutting up and dribbling. It's about embracing and appreciating the fact that the people that are dribbling or running or doing whatever it is for the team that you root for, they actually are members of a community and have lives and have perspectives and have social justice issues that they believe in, right? So this was about the fact that you had a team that everybody everybody looked at. Right now, everybody looks at, like, the NBA players. You know, you expect LeBron and Chris Paul and D-Wade to come out and say something when there's a social justice issue. But that wasn't always the case, right?
Right.
Michael Jordan gets a lot of the flack, but nobody was doing it, right? He's the one that said Republicans buy the Nikes. But the reality is that, it, with the very visible exception of Muhammad Ali, that wasn't the thing to do. You know what I mean? It wasn't like Barkley and those dudes were out saying, yo, let's talk about social justice issue. It wasn't happening. And one of the iconic watershed moments were when these players were forced to step up and make a stand, and all eyes were on them, and it was like, what are you going to do, right? What are you going to do in this situation where this guy calls himself the owner, and he's here, and he has absolutely blatantly disrespected U.S. players and black people in general? And we, in the doc, we show how he would actually parade the players in front of, like, these events where he would have, you know, rich white donors, and he would bring them up almost literally like they were his prized possessions, like cattle. You know what I mean? Like, we go and we look at that. We look at how power works in the NBA, how Adam Sterling, who was new to the job, was forced to make a decision where he really, it really wasn't up to him. He works at the behest of the owners. And so we look at how do you actually get an NBA owner removed, which had never happened in history before. So it's really a behind-the-scenes look at how power works, and it gives the players, everybody from Chris Paul to DeAndre to, you know, J.J. Redick has a really interesting interview, to talk about what it was like during that time. So I'm proud
of
that, Jordan.
Now, we got 30 seconds for one and done, but that sounds great, but one and done, we got 30 seconds.
One and done. What would happen if Zion Williamson, instead of going to Duke, if he went to an HBCU? That's what it is. Be on the look out for it. And I'm doing the true story, the biopic of Doug Williams, the first black quarterback to win a Super Bowl IV, the formerly known as Washington Redskins. Those are my other two sports joints.
Man, that sounds great.
Great guest, Rob, we got to get him into the studio.
Yeah,
I'm we're around. Able, Rob, we're bring me back for my wings, baby. You know I'm around. Don't
we
duck
already?
Me, Rob.
I'm not. You better pay up. You better pay up.
Fellas, great, I appreciate y'all, man. Thanks for having
we'll
me.
We'll be down there for the Super Bowl.
All right, brother. Right? Yes, yes.
There we go, to see my Bucks play in it. Let's go.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Speaking of off, okay, I don't know how you feel about this, but I've seen some comments from some college coaches, Rob, that they just seem tone deaf to me. And Ed Orgeron, who I like, you know, got LSU, was phenomenal last year. You know, I'm from Louisiana. And I like his whole demeanor, his accent. You know, he's one of those Bayou country Cajun. I'm Creole. He's Cajun. I like him. But what he said is just tone deaf to me. And do we have sound of this or do I need to read it? Okay, no sound. So this was at Tiger Stadium in a roundtable discussion about, you know, Louisiana schools reopening and the coronavirus. And Vice President Mike Pence was actually in attendance. But here's what Orgeron said. We need to play. This state needs it. This country needs it. I don't think we can take this away from our players, take this away from our state and our country. We need football. Football is the lifeblood of our country. We have our team back, ready to go. We need football. And
you know Pence
applauded. What do you say, Rob?
Damn him. Given some Nuke Rockne type speech, Chris, when we need reality. Yeah. Stop with the football coach speak. We need football for our country, guys. We can't take it away from the kids. You mean to tell me that at schools where they won't even let the kids back on campus, you need football? Come on, Ed, stop it. Stop playing to the crowd. Of course the kids want to play. This whole nonsense, giving some BS coach speak where, you know, about how great the game is and we need it. We don't need that. We need healthy kids who aren't going to get the coronavirus. That's right. What we need.
Now, you're right.
Stop
it. Absolutely. And look, you can get the point across that we want to play.
Chris, we all want the
right.
games.
You start off and maybe, look, I don't know, Rob G, have we gotten just only part of the quote or whatever, but start off by saying, look, the most important thing is the kids' health. That's it. These are kids. They're not getting paid. We know they all want to play. They're excited. They feel good. They feel healthy. They're young. They want to play. But we as the older people, we as the mature adults, we have to put their health and safety first. And then there's the academics. I know it's all lip service because it's more about football and basketball than academics at these schools. But at least give me some of that lip service.
Right.
And say if they can't, they're here to be students. If they can't go to school, then, you know, we can't have them out there playing football. Now, of course, I want to play. The kids want to play. I love football. I feel like the fans want it. But it's safety first. And I'm going to say this, Robin. I said this in a discussion I had with somebody this week, I can't even remember who it was, about race. And I don't think this was racial. Like, I don't think Ed Orgeron, I don't think race had anything to do with it. But I just got to say this, in this time when everybody's paying attention to race, when you look back at slavery and the oppression African Americans have gone through historically in this country, it's been about economics, it's been about power, and it's been about race. And when you look at sports, and this is why sometimes you hear the athletes even refer to themselves as slaves or they're on the plantation. They're not slaves by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
But they still refer to it because those three dynamics, Rob, are the same. Economics, right? They're making tons of money, pro and college, when you talk about football and basketball. And then race, most of the athletes are black in in those two sports mostly. And then power, the people in power mostly are white.
Right.
And so because you still have the dynamics, whenever there's something said, whenever there's like a negative interaction, comment, whatever, some people, particularly some African Americans, that thought's gonna come to their mind. Because the three dynamics, power, economics, and race, are the same. Now, I don't think Orgeron and these guys admit it is racially, but that's always under the surface in America. So you got Dabo in Clemson. You got Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State. They're saying things that are tone deaf to me, Rob.
Right, and because they're selfish. They only care about themselves, Chris. They don't care about the kids. I just don't even understand. No, football is not essential. We all love sports.
Right.
Chris, don't you? I would love to be able to go to Dodger Stadium tonight to watch a game.
Right.
More than anything. I would.
Yep.
It ain't safe.
Yep.
All right? No, what part don't we get?
I'm with you. And it just makes it seem like, especially with the heightened sensitivity to this issue now, right now, I mean, they probably would say it if their teams were mostly white. But it look like, do you care about these kids, these
right,
black kids?
Just get out there. You know? Hey, get out there. We need
right.
you out there. Right.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.